Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text for this morning's sermon is taken from St. Mark's Gospel account, the first chapter. Beloved in the Lord, Mark's Gospel is packed tight with Jesus. Every verse is full to the brim and spilling over into the heart, and it's all about Jesus. Even when it's about John the Baptist. It's all about Jesus. Mark starts his gospel account out in the wilderness with John. But John is there to introduce and baptize Jesus. Then Jesus is driven out by the Spirit. And out there he's tempted by the devil. Out there he resists temptation and the devil is forced to flee. Having conquered the devil in the desert, Jesus then begins his ministry in Galilee. Jesus' ministry begins in a most unlikely manner. He's not come with might and miracles right away. He's not come wearing polished sandals and radiant clothes. There's nothing about him that would attract us to him. We esteemed him not. Jesus has come to preach, to teach. So Jesus begins his ministry on the north shores of the Galilean Sea, preaching and teaching the good news of the kingdom of God. His preaching and teaching works. He calls his disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, John. They're the first to follow, the first of many. Through his preaching and teaching, Jesus calls unto the nations, even to you this morning. Hearing his word this morning, this word is for you. He's come to you, not in might and miracles, not wearing polished sandals and radiant clothes, but in the power and the authority of his word. And so in our text, Jesus makes his way to the synagogue. There he preaches and teaches the good news of the kingdom of God, but his preaching and teaching is unlike the scribes. And the people notice. Jesus preaches and teaches with authority. His words have power. The power of God. The power and authority God displayed when he called light out of the darkness. When he separated the sea and the dry land. When he hung the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens and formed and fashioned creeping things, both big and small, creating even Adam and Eve in his image. All of these happened because God said so. Because God's word does what it says. God's word is full of power and authority. Jesus' preaching and teaching is full of power and authority because Jesus is God's Son made flesh. The crowded synagogue is astonished. Who is this? They marvel and they wonder and they hang on every word that Jesus speaks. All but one. For there appeared before Jesus a man with an unclean spirit. He's unclean because he's possessed by a demon. But one need not be possessed to be unclean. This man is just another picture of us who have come before our Lord this morning. Jesus is here with his word for us, and we appear before him sinful and unclean. We may not have a demon, but what has come out of our hearts has sullied both our bodies and our souls. For as Jesus later teaches, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. They make us unclean. All these come from the depths of our heart. They're not merely mistakes or bad choices, as though such things have no consequences. Everything you say, do, and think has consequences, both temporal and eternal. That which misses the mark falls short of the glory of God. It hurts. It defiles others. And it hurts and defiles you. Sin makes you unclean. Sin comes from inside of you. We're always tempted to be like this man with the unclean spirit. In other words, we're We're always tempted to speak when we should really be silent. We're always tempted to accuse others in order to justify ourselves. We're always tempted to explain away our uncleanness, making use of our own words, as though our own words have the power and authority to excuse us of our actions before God and our neighbor. But there is no excuse for sin. There are no words you can speak, no works you can do, no way you can justify yourself, save yourself, or cleanse yourself, no matter how hard you try, no matter how pious your intentions, no matter how ardent your love. The sin inside of you that comes out of you cannot be remedied by what's inside of you, but must come from outside of you and minister to your heart, the very depths of your person. This is why Jesus refuses to let the unclean spirit speak. Be silent, he says. And the spirit is silent. There's nothing it can say. Its words have no authority, but now Jesus puts the spirit under his authority, and not only the unclean spirit, but also the man who it possesses. For everything Jesus says and does, everything he works in our text, is for the saving of those hearing and the justification of this man with an unclean spirit. For Jesus is there to set the captives free. Jesus is there to preach and to teach the good news of the kingdom of God. And the good news of the kingdom of God is that our God reigns even over unclean spirits. Mm-hmm. He reigns over all that is unclean, over all that proceeds from the heart of men, women, and children, over everything that misses the mark and falls short of the glory of God. And he reigns over sin because he's taken sin away, taken it to the cross, suffered its consequences in our place. And he reigns over death because the wages of sin is death. And the death he died once for all. And all includes you and me and the whole world. And he reigns over hell, beloved, because risen from the dead, death no longer has dominion over him. And if no longer over Jesus, then no longer over any who believe and are baptized in his name. And his dominion is exercised by his word. Jesus preaches and teaches as one with authority, the authority of God himself, the authority that does what he says and works what he wills. And so the unclean spirit is silent because the unclean spirit cannot refuse Jesus. Now, once made silent, he must listen, and he must obey. Come out of him, Jesus says. Again, the word does what he says and works what he wills. From the outside of man comes the voice of the living God through the word and with the power and with authority. The word comes from outside in order to get inside, to set the captive free, so that free from the filth of sin and death, and the liberated may now live a new life unto God and neighbor. And so, beloved, we appear before our Lord as one who is sinful and unclean, one in need of a gracious word that does what it says and works what he wills. We gather this morning longing to hear a word, but not just any word, not the words of men or poets, not the words of earthly liberators or political giants, but the word of a carpenter from Nazareth, the word of a preacher from Capernaum, the word of a Savior from his cross. For all the words of Jesus are given for our good, for our life, for our salvation. If these were just the words of men, they would accomplish nothing. For what can a man give in exchange for a soul? With man, salvation is impossible. But with the one mediator that God has given us, Jesus Christ our Lord, all things are possible. And so Jesus preaches, and he teaches with authority, the authority of God, because he is God in the flesh. And the word that he offers you this morning is the same word spoken from the cross. It's the word of absolution. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is the word of mercy. For only the word of mercy and forgiveness from our resurrected Lord can wash away the filth of your sin. Such words come from heaven itself, through the voice of a preacher, has been called and ordained to preach and teach for this very purpose, to give you the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of your bodies, and the life everlasting. This word does what it says and works what he wills. This word is his word for you today, tomorrow, and forevermore. It is sure and it is certain because it is Christ. But unlike the unclean spirits, you can refuse Christ's word. You can hear it and not believe it. You can receive it with your ears, speak it with your lips, but yet your heart could still be far from the Lord. You could exert your own authority, your own will, your own works before God. You could try harder to be a better person. You could work more, love more, be kinder, be nicer. You could be the sort of person you're supposed to be, the sort of person your mother-in-law wants you to be. At least on the outside. But Jesus hasn't come to change merely the outside. Jesus' words are for the inside, but for the heart, to quicken the heart, regenerate the heart, give life to the heart, which in turn changes the inside and the outside, the person and the life. This comes from his word, the word preached, the word splashed, the word sung, the word confessed, the word distributed, and the planted home word by the conversation and consolation of your brothers and sisters in Christ. Therefore, beloved, don't be like the world with their stopped up ears, but listen as your Savior speaks to you this morning. Think on his words. Let them enter the ear and make their way to the heart and the mind and the very depths of your soul. For the good news of the kingdom of God is for you today. Christ was born. Believe that he was born for you, and you will be born again. Christ was baptized. Believe that he was baptized for you and receive his baptism as your own under water and the word. Christ has conquered sin, death, and hell. Believe that he conquered them for you and you will conquer them for eternity. For on the last day, the word of the Lord shall go out and reap a harvest of bodies and souls, calling everyone by name, calling us from our graves and into eternal life, calling us the life that he's prepared for us from the foundation of the world. For the word of the Lord shall do this, for Jesus preaches and teaches with authority. The authority of God himself. The authority to do what he says and work what he wills for you and me and for all who believe. Therefore today, beloved, let us bend low our hearts before the one who speaks to us this morning. Let us marvel and be astonished with all the saints, and raise our voices in praise and thanksgiving. For even the unclean spirits obeyed. To God alone be all glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.